Welcome to the Mary Lodge School Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Manological Podcast, Series 7, Episode 3. That intro music you just heard then was created on GarageBand by Noah and Nate in Year 4. And now coming up on this week's episode, we have a report from a recent author visit, some recommended games, a muffin recipe, and a Premier League review. We also hear about Holocaust Remembrance Day, some favourite jewellery shops, and some fun things to do in half term. Plus, we have a double helping of teacher interviews this week, as we couldn't squeeze one in last week. It's a double dose of reception too, with Mrs. McMorrin and Mrs. Ward. So let's get cracking. Here is Nate to tell us about the author visit Year 4 had recently with the fantastic Matt Dickinson.
Matt Dickinson recently came to our school. He is an author, but also an explorer. He told us about the time he climbed Mount Everest. On your way to the camp, you will have someone to carry your equipment. Mount Everest is so high, Rice Krispies will explode. There is an illness that can make you very tired and cold. The sign of this illness is blue lips, so if climbing the mountain, watch out for that. There are deep crevices in this mountain, so you need a ladder and special studded boots. There is a rumour that there are yetis, giant mountain apes, in these crevices, but I don't believe them. Useful equipment needed are several ladders, snow boots, a tight winter jacket, and oxygen masks because of the height. When reaching the summit, it is a tradition to plant a flag in the ground. There is a team needed for mountain climbing. Roles could be cameraman, ox wrangler, chef, musician, and much more. And with that, I have reached the summit of my summary of the author visit. I learned about how to climb Mount Everest from this author visit, but I don't think I'll try. Thank you for listening to my part of the podcast. Remember to rate, like, subscribe, and tell your friends.
Over to Noah in Year 4 next, who has been researching Holocaust Remembrance Day.
Hi, my name is Noah, and today I'll be telling you about Holocaust Remembrance Day, which was on the 6th of May, and it's a day when I like to remember my great-nana, Gina Turgle. Gina was born in Krakow, Poland, on the 1st of February 1923, and she was the youngest of 9 children. She was 16 years old when the Nazis invaded her home city on the 1st of September 1939. During the war, she and her mother were sent from camp to camp, and at one time she helped at a hospital caring for Anne Frank, among many others. Finally, on the 15th of April 1945, the British Army liberated Bergen-Belsen. Among the soldiers who freed her was Norman Turgle, who only 6 months later would become Gina's husband, my great-grandpa. Amazingly, Gina wore a dress made of silk from a British parachute, and the dress is still on display at the Imperial War Museum. Sadly, many of my Nana's siblings and other family didn't survive the war. She spent the rest of her life, even into her 90s, sharing her story and educating thousands of children in schools across the country. I am so proud of my Nana and the strength and resilience she showed both during and after the war. She wrote a book called I Light a Candle, which I'll read when I'm older. I hope she'd be proud of me for continuing her story, and maybe it will inspire you to talk to your older relatives and find out their stories. Thank you for listening to my part of the podcast. Make sure to rate, like, subscribe, and tell your friends.
Beautifully put, Noah. Now, last week we had a mouth-watering recipe for a crumble. This week, Suriana has a muffin recipe to get our taste buds going.
Hello, my name is Suriana, and today I'm going to tell you the best recipe to make cheese and sweet corn muffins. This is a quick and simple savoury muffins recipe, packed with cheese and sweet corn. These vegetarian bakes make a brilliant lunchbox filler, picnic pack-up, or breakfast for kids and grown-ups too. Let's go. So here are the dry ingredients. 250 grams of self-raising flour, 1 teaspoon of salt, 200 grams of grated cheese, 160 grams canned of tin sweet corn, drained with 225 grams of fresh chives, chopped finely, with 1 teaspoon of baking powder. Here are the wet ingredients. So, you have to have 2 eggs, which are beaten, 100 ml of oil, sunflower or vegetable, 250 ml of milk, semi-skimmed or whole milk, 1 teaspoon of oil to brush the tin. Here's the method. You have to preheat the oven to 200 grams, brush the inside of a muffin tin well with oil, mix all of the dry ingredients in one bowl, mix all of the wet ingredients in a bowl or jug and stir until well mixed. Plop the wet mixture into the dry mix and until totally combined. Do not overmix, but do check thoroughly, as these are often pockets of dry flour hiding. Scoop into 12 muffin holes and bake for 20 to 25 minutes until they are golden brown. We made these over the weekend and it was very tasty. I hope you make these, and thank you for listening to my part of the podcast. Bye!
Next we have Aria and Lily in Year 4 with some recommended games.
Games recommended by Aria and Lily.
Hi, I'm Lily.
And I'm Aria.
Today you will hear our games recommended by us. Sky, a game of helping spirits, making friends and being able to fly.
Hogwarts Mystery, a game for fans of Harry Potter and magic. You have to adopt pets and find out why you have a vision.
Hogwarts Legacy, a game of action and adventure, also perfect for HP fans.
Pixel Art, a game for colouring in fans, full of calming colouring.
Duet Cats, to play this game you need a lot of concentration, also plenty of fun, plus has lots of music.
Two player games, a game with lots of mini games and also one player games. You can play with the bot and your friend.
Thank you for listening to our part of the podcast. Bye!
Now Layla and Suri from Year 4 are here to tell us about the best jewellery shops.
Hello and welcome to our part of the podcast.
My name is Layla.
And my name is Suri.
Today we're going to tell you the best jewellery shops in our opinion.
Number one, Claire's. Claire's is an American brand that has over 2,750 stores in America. We recommend going to Claire's for pretty accessories.
Number two, Accessorize. Accessorize is a good shop for kids and has around 300 stores in the UK.
Number three, Pandora. Pandora is a really nice shop where you get charms, necklaces and charm bracelets.
Number four, Louisa. Louisa is a shop that sells holiday jewellery and has some very bright colours.
Number five, Swarovski. Swarovski is a jewellery shop which sells adult jewellery, and the cool thing is about that is they sell figures from movies, phone cases and sometimes gem-coated pens.
Thank you for listening. Bye!
Last weekend we had the climax of the Premier League football season, so Harry, Dabari and Noah in Year 5 have produced a review for us.
Hi, I'm Harry T.
I'm Noah.
I'm Dabari.
And I'm Harry J. And this is our end of the season review.
The top four was, in first, Manchester City. In second place, Arsenal. In third place, Liverpool. In fourth place, Aston Villa. All of these four teams got into the Champions League.
Spurs and Chelsea got Europa League.
Newcastle got Europa Conference League.
Sheffield United, Burnley and Luton Town got relegated.
The player of the season was Phil Foden with 35 appearances, 19 goals and 8 assists.
The young player of the season was Cole Palmer with 33 appearances, 22 goals and 11 assists.
Erling Haaland won the Golden Boot with 27 goals and Ollie Watkins got the most assists with 13.
On Sunday the 19th of May, Jurgen Klopp had his last game at Liverpool. Man City have broken a record of 4 Premier League titles in a row.
Now Pep Guardiola has won 6 Premier League titles with Man City.
Rodri got the most passes with 3,633.
David Raya got the most clean sheets with 16.
Crystal Palace got the most tackles with 788.
Man City scored the most goals with 96. Man United also got their lowest ever position in the Premier League in the 8th.
Well done, Man City.
Thank you for listening to our part of the podcast.
Now, the football season's behind us, we have half-term upon us. Fiore in Year 4 has got some recommended fun things we could do over the break.
Hi, I'm Fiore, and I'm going to talk about fun things to do in the half-term. Some of you might be going on holiday, but you have to plan that in advance, so I'm not going to mention that. Number one, you can go to an inflatable park called Inflatination. It is so fun, and it's humongous. Number two, Willow's Farm. It is especially fun on sunny days. It is Peter Rabbit themed, but has some things that aren't. But even the things that aren't Peter Rabbit themed are lots of fun for all of the ages. Number three, Bubble Planet. It is a fun children exhibit. I really recommend it. Number four, the Ice Cream Farm. It has lots of ice cream, hay bales, and climbing frames. If it is hot, they put out inflatables. When it is Easter time, they put out chicks and you can feed lambs. Number five, you can go swimming. You can do that anywhere, but with the hot days we've been having, why not? Thank you for listening to my part of the podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. Bye.
Now it's on to our pair of teacher interviews. First up here is Suri and Suriana in Year 4 putting the questions to reception teacher Mrs. Ward.
Hello and welcome to our part of the podcast.
My name is Suriana.
And my name is Suri.
Today we are going to interview Mrs. Ward.
Hello.
Good morning.
Mrs. Ward, today we're going to ask you 10 questions about your life. Let's get started. Number one.
Miss Ward, before you came to Manor Lodge, did you have another job?
I did. I worked in another school in Harpenden, but also before that I used to have lots of different jobs. When I was training to be a teacher, I was a waitress and I worked in a registry office where people got married. And when I was really younger, I had a paper round.
Oh,
going
wow.
to deliver the papers, and my cat used to walk with me the whole way around my paper round. Yes, I had lots of jobs.
Nice.
Okay. Number two.
Mrs. Ward, if you ever had a choice on which year you would teach, which one would you choose and why?
Reception is my dream year group. Definitely reception. Because it's fun and we get to play lots and we get to do lots of fun activities. And I feel like they do lots and lots in that year that I get to see them do. Yeah, it's just my favourite.
Okay.
Number three.
What made you want to become a teacher and do you like being a teacher?
I love being a teacher. I wanted to be a teacher when I was in lower school. I had really lovely teachers that made me want to be a teacher. My actual teacher was my next door neighbour.
Oh,
and
wow.
She was so lovely. And even as I got older, I still know who she is. And she sent me photos as we've grown up and things like that of different things we did when we were in school trips
nice.
And things. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Number four.
Do you have any siblings?
No.
Okay. Number five. If you could go back in time to meet a famous person, who would you meet?
Oh, that's a good question. Who would I go back to meet? I would meet Elvis Presley. Because my mum loved his music.
Okay. Number six. What school did you go to when you were younger?
My school was called St. Christopher's Lower School.
Where was it?
It was in Dunstable. Oh. It was just around the corner from where I lived.
Nice. Number seven. What is your favourite holiday destination?
So we, every year, go to a place called Christchurch near Dorset, and we go to an area called Muddyford, and we go crabbing, and we go in the sea, and that's my favourite place to be.
Nice.
Number eight. What is your favourite lesson to teach and why?
Oh, well, because we teach lots of different things in reception, but anything to do with arts and crafts.
That's my favourite. I love arts and crafts.
Number nine, what is your favourite sport?
Oh, so whenever my family get together, we always have picnics and we play rounders together. And that's my favourite thing to do, a big game of rounders.
And lastly, number 10.
is there anything you'd like to tell us about yourself that we don't know already?
Oh, well, lots of you know that I've got three boys that are 6, 7 and 8. We've just got a puppy now. So I've got a girl in the house with me now. She's called Sophie. She's a little Labrador. So when I was 14, you won't know this, I was the carnival queen in Dunstable.
Oh, wow.
And probably about 10 years ago, me and my friends entered a potato race in a village near us, and we won the potato race. Oh, wow. That's a funny thing, isn't it? Yeah, my favourite food is lasagna.
Yes.
My favourite colour is pink.
Yeah.
What type of pink? Hot pink or baby pink?
Oh, baby pink.
Yeah. Thank you, Mrs. Ward, for spending your time with us today.
We hope you have a lovely day. Bye!
Now over to Mrs. Ward's reception colleague, Mrs. McMorrin, with interviewers Lily and Aria.
Hello. I'm Aria.
And I'm Lily.
We're going to do an interview on the amazing Mrs. McMorrin. Did you want to become a teacher?
Yes, I've always wanted to be a teacher ever since I was little.
What made you want to become a teacher?
I really enjoyed working with small children and liked seeing them learn. And it's just something I've always wanted to do.
Do you like working in reception?
I love working in reception, yeah. It's lots of fun.
What subject do you like teaching?
I love English and writing and reading and anything sporty and PE.
Are there any hobbies you have outside of school?
Yeah, so I play a lot of netball. That's my main hobby. I like to go to the gym. I like to spend time with my friends, go for nice walks. And watching a lot of TV as well.
What is your favourite thing outside of school?
My favourite thing? There's lots of things I like outside of school, I would say. I like being outside. I like eating lots of chocolate as well.
Can you tell us about your favourite sport?
My favourite sport is netball. I've played that for a really long time, since I was a child. I've just continued to play it and enjoy it.
How many different languages can you speak?
Oh, I wish I could speak lots of languages, but I am afraid I don't speak any other language. I did a bit of German at school. That's about it.
When is your birthday?
18th of January.
What is your greatest achievement in life so far?
Greatest achievement in life so far? Wow. I would say, I think getting my job at Manor Lodge was a very big achievement because I love working here. And I guess I got married last summer and I'm expecting a baby in a few weeks. So that is definitely my biggest achievement, I would say.
Thank you for answering our questions.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Bye.
Bye.
Yes, indeed. Thanks very much to both Mrs. McMorrin and Mrs. Ward for giving up their time to join us. And thank you all for listening to this week's episode. We hope you all have a wonderful half term. We look forward to seeing everyone back at school for the last half term of the school year. Now, to close the show this week, we have another Garage Band creation, this time from Ezra in Year 4.
Listening to the Manor Lodge School Podcast. Remember to rate,